Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
KISM.
Yeah, the whoever didn't set the emergency brake or maybe put the bricks behind the tires there.
Yeah.
On this classic car, they got a soaking.
The 1939 Packard business coupe was set up for a photo shoot the other morning in Canyon Lake, California, and they're there at the boat ramp. And the most popular picture, or at least the one picture that came out of that photo shoot, was of that Packard underwater because somebody didn't set the emergency brake.
All right, they're joined in the runners-up circle with a 26-year-old guy in Tennessee Monday morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. This guy goes into a Shell station and says, "Give me your money." And the clerk just is like, "Get out of here." And the guy leaves with nothing. Comes back 30 minutes later. "Now I'm serious. Give me your money." He's got a 5-foot snake wrapped around his neck. He's ready to weaponize.
"You feel lucky now, punk?"
And the guy behind the counter is like, "Well, let me show you this." And he's got a piece, so he wasn't scared at all.
Uh-huh.
But our 9:30 knucklehead winner today is, this is the very first case we've had on this show of pumpkin donut rage.
Knucklehead!
Oh, yeah, this guy must wait all season for pumpkin spice season or something. And he might have to wait a long time before he gets back out to sample his favorite pumpkin donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. 35-year-old man from New York City, Antonio Rosario, came in and ordered a 6-pack of pumpkin donuts recently. And when they only had 5 of the pumpkin donuts, he said, "We'll whip up a couple more." And the worker said, "We're not going to do that." And he said, "You're going to bleep and make it." And then he was screaming at us. And then at one point stormed out, says the employee, and came back in with a gun. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. And the only holes were in the donuts, and they arrested him. He did have a loaded semi-automatic handgun on him, and being that he had been in prison, was a convicted felon, that was a bad strike. And since he's got one for attempted murder in the previous history, he could be going to jail for 7 years over a pumpkin donut.
Do you think they have donut days in prison?
I
think they get
for
like
good time.
Maybe once a month they get pizza or something.
Get some good time.
Well, better be pumpkin in his facility.
In Cell Block C.
Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Oh, they might have a little live music tonight. I know they like to do that on Wednesdays and maybe Saturdays. You can always find out what's happening at the Rockfish by checking out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.